The Picture of Dorian Gray is a late 19th century novel, which, though written 130 years ago, is very much a parable for our own times. Briefly, it tells the story of a man who falls in love with himself, that is, his own image. In the novel, a handsome and charming but very self-centered and narcissistic young man named Dorian Gray has his portrait painted by an artist who is smitten by his good looks. When the portrait is completed, everyone is captivated by it, but none so much as Dorian Gray himself. In fact, the more Dorian gazes on his portrait, the more he begins to envy it, because he knows that while the portrait will never change in appearance, he himself will one day grow older and outwardly less attractive, less seductive in the eyes of the world. Indeed, Dorian becomes so obsessed with his portrait that eventually he ransoms his own soul in return for the promise of remaining youthful and handsome in appearance, just like the image painted on canvas. At any rate, as the years go by, Dorian does indeed retain his youthful, handsome image, at least outwardly, but inwardly he becomes more and more selfish and corrupt, making use of his seductive power over others to exploit them for his own selfish purposes. For example, he courts a beautiful young actress, and he promises to marry her. But when she experiences a low point in her career, immediately he abandons her and moves on. And he does it in such a cruel way that she ends up taking her own life. Yet even this does not stop him from continuing to tread along the wicked path he has chosen, year after year. As his contemporaries and acquaintances grow older, he continues to remain youthful, leading a life of ever greater self-indulgence and debauchery, telling others whatever they want to hear, and seductively getting his way with them, no matter the cost to them. One day, years after making his evil covenant with dark powers, Dorian is confronted by the artist who had painted his portrait and who for so many years had been enthralled to him. When the artist confronts him with the cruel and wicked things that he has done, Dorian is enraged, and grabbing a knife, he stabs the artist to death. Afterward, Dorian looks at the portrait of himself, and he sees that the image on the canvas has changed drastically. The image now appears old and ugly, sinister and cruel. In a moment of self-awareness, he recognizes that this is what he has become, a spiritual monster. And in despair, he attacks the portrait with the knife, ripping it into shreds. At the conclusion of the novel, Dorian's acquaintances enter his apartment only to find an unspoiled portrait of a handsome youth and the body of a shriveled up, hideous old man lying dead beside it. The Picture of Dorian Gray is a parable about life which has lasting appeal because it says something so true about our human nature. And the truth is, the more we give in to our sinful and selfish tendencies, the more we live on the level of outward appearance, because that is all we have to offer. Tragically, this is so common in our time. Think of the cult of the Kardashians, the cult of celebrity in general. We worship people who are famous simply for being famous, people who have become billionaires by obsessing about their looks and causing others to obsess about outward appearance as well. As Christian values fade in our culture, superficial and false values increase, and we project a deceptive image of ourselves because we don't want others to see or know what is really in our hearts. Sadly, we also judge others by these arbitrary and false values. In the gospel today, Jesus tells a parable of a man who had two sons. To all appearances, the first son was rebellious and disobedient. When his father told him to go and work in the vineyard, he said no. Later on, however, he repented of his disobedience, and he did what his father commanded. The other son outwardly was a model of humility. When his father told him to go and work in the vineyard, he said, "Yes, sir." But his outward demeanor was false. He never went. The Lord asked, "Which of the two sons did his father's will?" And the obvious answer is the first, the one who rebelled but then repented of his sin. Repentance is an attitude of the heart, one that makes us pleasing in God's sight. The prophet Ezekiel makes this clear in our first reading today when he speaks about the spiritual death of the once virtuous man who little by little turns away from God and embraces a life of sin and vice. But he also speaks about the new life of grace given to the sinner who repents and who turns to God and becomes virtuous. In the end, the prophet says repentance will carry the day. This is one reason the Lord has given us the sacrament of reconciliation, so that we can see the truth about ourselves, so that we can face the truth about ourselves, so that we can tell the truth about ourselves, even when the truth is painful and ugly, so that we can turn around and turn to the Lord. Jesus knows that by regularly and faithfully examining our hearts with the help of the Holy Spirit, and by confessing our sins to a priest who represents Him, this humble act of soul-searching, this simple encounter between two Christians, becomes a way of looking into a spiritual mirror and seeing ourselves as we are, in the light of God's healing grace. Healing grace was precisely what was missing when Dorian Gray saw himself as he was. He saw the ugly reality of his sin, but he did not see the mercy of God beckoning him to return. And he could not bear the reality of his sin all alone. God does not judge by outward appearance. God sees what is in the heart. Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner.